So now you're gonna think about that, and that's gonna change the filter through which you do your campaigns. Because this is what happens. It's never the campaign. Birthday cards don't work for us. Like, what do you mean birthday cards are with you? It's birthday cards are not a thing. Message, market, media is a thing. For marketing, you'll win any campaign. Multimedia. So you sent them a birthday card, you sent them an email, you have it flagged, the $5,000 guys, you give them a call. Hey, I want to see if you got my
birthday card.
Yeah.
Birthday email.
Yeah, I got it. Oh, awesome. Super assumptive. Did you see there was a free adjustment in there on us? Awesome. When can we get that booked? Super assumptive. That's it. You got it, baby. So does it make sense?
Yep.
So this is called list segmentation. Everyone like, oh, those emails didn't work. Yeah, because you sent the same fucking email to 5,000 people and they're all different people. There's people that didn't have one adjustment there, and then you're not giving a free adjustment away, but there are people on there who spent $10,000 with you. Give them a free adjustment or a voucher through the post or an Amazon voucher or something for their birthday. They deserve it. You with me? So all lists were not made equal. So now look at this. So this is the filter. So you got, now I've just complicated things for you, hey, because all of a sudden it's not just one birthday card. There's potentially four variations,
sure.
You know? But if all you did was inactive, active, and then high spend inactives, you go, oof, every week I want to know the list of high spend inactives. You know what? We're going to go extra mile. What's that worth for you over here? Okay, now the message. So the market's different. Now the message is different for each of those markets because how you speak to Mary, who never had an adjustment and doesn't care about you in essence, who at that point wasn't at the right place in their life to start care with you, and how you speak to Bob, who's been a client with you for 10 years and now hasn't been in care for 6 months, different message. You understand? Different message. So you're going to speak to Bob very differently in your handwritten. Bob, so awesome. I hope Mary's well. I hope Joseph's well. And I know that he's had his homecoming, whatever. I know this. Anyway, we really hope that it went really well for you guys. It's a different message. But now we send a birthday card to everyone. It's the same birthday card. This is not easy stuff, by the way. This is hard to implement. I'm like, to be so. But, okay. Now, then the media changes too, because if someone spent $10,000 with you, the media may be a massive voucher, oversized birthday card that causes a scene, or what Dan Kennedy calls shock and awe pack. So you understand how all of these are relevant for the different things. We've gone through is birthday cards, and we've got a different market within that. We've got a different message for each of those markets. And we've got a different media for each of those. And for some of them, multimedia. Because he spent $10,000 with us, I'm going to send him a birthday card, I'm going to send him an email, I'm going to send him a phone call, I'm going to make what, like the whole works. Is it helpful?
Yes.
So now you're going to think about that, and that's going to change the filter through which you do your campaigns. Because this is what happens. It's never the campaign. Birthday cards don't work for us. Like, what do you mean birthday cards are with you? It's birthday cards are not a thing. Message, market, media is a thing. Do you mean birthday cards to people where you're giving them no value and they've spent over $10,000 with you, they're not coming in when you send a birthday card for them? But did you make an offer? Did you say, hey, I'm going to shamelessly bribe you to come in? Like, I'm going to shamelessly bribe you to come. I want to make you an irresistible offer. And people want to be fought for, you know? People were like, oh, he's like fighting for my custom. You know, like, that's cool. He deserves, like, I'm impressed with this guy, you know? I'm impressed with this guy. And I went to a Dan Kennedy event 3 months ago. And the guy in the room talking about fortune is in the follow-up. So we started doing done-for-you newsletters for my inner circle groups now. So every 2 months, you get a Done For You newsletter on us. If you go to Newsletter Pro, it's $1,000 for a Done For You letter. We incorporate that in my fee. And I've got a deal with them, and we do it. And there was a guy at Dan Kennedy event, and he just closed a real estate deal for a profit of $2.5 million. And Dan said to the guy, how many years have you been sending to get that business? How many years you've been sending newsletters to that guy who's never paid you anything, by the way? He's just on your email list, and he's just on your customer list. So he sends in a print newsletter to everyone in his business. Expensive, but is it worth it? Oh, especially for that. So the guy stands up and he says, I've been sending that guy a newsletter every month for 30 years. 30 years. Now, Dan was like, it's only 300 newsletters. If I said to anyone at this table now, I want you to send 300 newsletters, by the close of play tonight, I'm going to give you $2.5 million. Would you do it?
I would find a way.
It's only 300 letters. I mean, like, I will get it. I'll pay who, you understand? Like, I'll pay whoever, anything. I'm like, guys, I'm out. Like, I love you guys, but $2.5 million, I need to go send the newsletters. You understand? And Dan's like, it was only 300 letters. It only took him 300 pieces of post to get $2.5 million. So, like, is it worth sending the freaking birthday cards with the handwritten? Yes, it is. Like, it is. But, like, and then we judge it by, like, you know, so it's just an interesting concept, all of these processes. And that's why I've added Done For You newsletters into my Inner Circle group, is because every second month, you still have to go post it yourself and send it yourself, but we've got joint ventures with people there to help bring the cost down. But if all you did was send a print newsletter to, again, segment, don't send, like, I've got 100,000 people on my list. Well, that's going to cost you a lot of money to send 100,000 things. Is it worth it? Probably. But just take your 80-20 rule. 80% of your turnover is coming from 20% of the clients. So your active clients, they need to get one every single month. Your inactive high spends, send them a newsletter every month. Plus the birthday card that comes. Plus, here's another thing, your half birthday. What's a half birthday? Just another excuse for me to send you a gift. Half birthday is a thing in marketing. It's like, oh, cool, I'm doing half birthdays. Because I need to send you, like, if you spend 20 grand with me, I'm sending you half birthday, quarter birthday, and Christmas. Like, it's like, whoa, what the hell is half birthday? Anyway, these are all things you can do. The point is, there's so much to do, and it's just out of not knowing, we don't do it, and then it's a bit overwhelming at times. So my point is, I don't want to overwhelm you now, but I know what's going to happen is, if you just understand the whole concept of all lists were not created equal, we're going to do a great job. Hey, thank you so much for watching this video. I really appreciate it. I hope it helps you grow your practice. My name is Ryan Ryder. I generate $7 million every single year from 8 practices, 10,000 new patients last year alone. I've been doing this for the last 10 years. And if you enjoy this video and you enjoy my content, I highly recommend you grab my book. I put everything that I've learned in the last 10 years and $7 million every single year, 10,000 new patients in the book. Grab the book, click on the link below, it's completely free of charge. All you do is pay for the shipping, we pay for the book. Enjoy the content, enjoy the rest of the videos, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I hope that 2020 and your practice grows more than you ever could have imagined, and I hope that the book's part of that journey. See you soon.